From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. It's Monday, November 5th. Good morning. I'm Luke Burbank.
And I'm Allison Stewart. And the reason I know that is because Bill Maher said it on the TV Friday night.
She hosts NPR's new multimedia news show, The Bryant Park Project. Allison Stewart.
Fancy.
And they actually clapped. You always worry they're going to say your name and then nobody does anything.
Fancy. How did it go?
It went really well. It was a very interesting group. It was Martin Short and Marcos, who started The Daily Kos. And a sort of a provocative conversation. Interesting. I got in there, threw an elbow or two, did my best. I represented well.
I'm so proud of you. I don't have HBO, so I'm going to watch the DVD later today. In case you were curious, my Friday night, I drank a bottle of wine and cried by myself. So that was also good.
Well, Saturday night, did you watch Brian Williams on Saturday Night Live?
I caught some of it.
I actually thought it was pretty funny.
He has a sense of humor.
He does have a sense of humor. A sense of humor about himself as well. He took to the monologue like a fish to water.
You know, when I agreed to host SNL, I believed I was following in this long tradition of newsmen who had appeared on this show. Icons, heroes of mine, like Walter Cronkite, Ted Koppel, Peter Jennings. It wasn't until rehearsal this morning that I was told those were not the actual newsmen, but cast members doing impressions of them.
Went on and on. He did a fireman. You know, he used to be a volunteer fireman. Mm-hmm. He did sort of this Brooklyn fireman skit.
Pretty synergistic, NBC. Pretty synergistic.
Now that everybody's in one building over at 30 Rock.
Good on you, Brian. Coming up on the BPP, we're going to talk about the space shuttle, which just had this kind of extraordinary little, MacGyvering in space with made-up materials. We're going to talk to a Texas high school student who's been following that mission very closely.
We will also talk politics. Think about it. We are 364 days away from Election Day. All right, two candidates are out front, but when you're out front at this point, you might as well have a kick me sign on the back. We'll talk politics in just a little bit.
Also, Don Imus is coming back to the radio and maybe to TV, and you might be surprised to find out a place that's being rumored to be his possible home, RFD-TV, a place mostly known for cattle auctions and cowboy church.
Right, we'll talk
to somebody who works there. We're also going to get the top headlines with our own Rachel Martin. First, though, let's get into the BPP's big story.